Back now with Day to Day. Earlier, we heard about the wave of healthcare credit cards, now to credit cards with a different twist. The Wall Street Journal reports Bank of America is offering credit cards to people without Social Security numbers, and that typically those people are here illegally. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, how does the program work?
Well, Alex, most of that recent push by the banking industry to capture the Hispanic market has been through checking accounts and even mortgages. What's novel about Bank of America's approach is that they're offering credit cards to people who don't necessarily have Social Security numbers or even credit history. I talked to banking consultant Bert Ely, who says Bank of America's program offers a chance for the nation's undocumented immigrants, most of them Hispanics, to enter the financial mainstream.
They're going to be better positioned to establish a credit record. Their cost of using banking services should decline because then they can avoid having to go to check cashers and expensive money transmitters and payday lenders and so forth.
So obviously Ely says this is a good thing, and he says it's all part of a major policy push in the U.S. to bank the unbanked.
But what about the discovery or finding that most of the people using this service are not here illegally? What's the reaction to that?
Well, it's definitely a fiery reaction from critics of illegal immigration. They're saying that it's aiding and abetting lawbreakers. But Bank of America, which plans to launch the program nationally later this year, says it's essential for the company's long-term growth, and they're not really doing anything wrong as far as the law is concerned. There's an estimated 28 million Hispanics in the bank's operating area, and most of those don't have bank accounts.
So the idea is you offer credit cards, and then they'll open bank accounts.
Exactly. And for Bank of America, generating new accounts is vital. This is the second largest bank in the country, and under U.S. law, it's pretty much maxed out its ability to grow through the old mergers and acquisitions model. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll visit the Office of the Future and find out if it's any better than the Office of the Present.
Thank you, Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Radio.